The first verse we heard from our first reading today from the Old Testament is from the prophet Isaiah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. That is from Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. In Isaiah, the chapters 40 to 55 were written in the 6th century BC. The verse before us was written over 2,600 years ago, over 600 years before Jesus would be born. This verse was written during a very difficult time in the history of Israel, because in 587 BC, Judah collapsed. They were conquered. And the people were sent into exile to another country, Babylon. Imagine that happening to us. Families separated, friends no longer around, and you're in exile. Isaiah was one of them. He was a companion. He was their prophet. Think of Isaiah as a spiritual coach for people who have lost everything. Think of him as a consoler who kept reminding his people that they still had a future. He told them they would go back one day to Jerusalem. He told them eventually they would be better for it, but they must seek the Lord while he can be found. They must call him while he is near. Isaiah's message is that this is the time. In this life, we have this opportunity to seek our Lord and to call while he can be found. If not, they would have a great regret at the end of their life. This theme is important to St. Paul, too, who picked it up. Remember, we hear this reading on every single Ash Wednesday. Paul's letter to the 2 Corinthians. Remember that? You remember it. Paul says, now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now. Remember that now reading? I used to have a clock. Instead of numbers, it had the word now all the way around it. So whatever time it was now. And then two moves ago, it got broken. God is always attentive to us. But our attentiveness to God wavers. A couple of weeks ago, all of the priests of the diocese were in Medora for our fall conference. As director of all of that, I brought in a speaker, an extraordinary woman, Dr. Elizabeth Lev. She came in from Rome. She made reference to Michelangelo's fresco of the Last Judgment, which reminded me of something Cardinal O'Brien said here at our Thirst Conference 4 years ago. Remember Cardinal O'Brien? He was Monsignor O'Brien when I was in the seminary, and now Cardinal O'Brien. This fresco is a depiction of the second coming of Jesus Christ and the final and eternal judgment by God of all humanity. It depicts what the Bible says often will eventually happen. Michelangelo worked over 4 years on this. It's on the altar, behind the altar of the Sistine Chapel in the Vatican. Maybe you've seen it. He finished it when he was in his 60s. He was actually 67, to be precise. And the Pope was Paul III. There are over 300 figures in this magnificent fresco. It's almost 500 years old. And by the way, Michelangelo did not paint any women in hell. So ladies, I'd run with that as long as you can. That's good news. That's good news for you. They're all men. Cardinal O'Brien participated in the conclave, which is when the cardinals come together to elect the Pope. He was in that conclave in 2013 that elected Pope Francis. Pope Francis was elected on March 13th of 2013. Cardinal O'Brien describes how when you cast your ballot to be Pope, when you put your vote in, you have to approach that fresco. You have to look at it every time you cast your vote directly beneath it. There were 5 ballots, by the way, to elect Pope Francis, and we'll never know how any cardinal voted. But Cardinal O'Brien reflected on this. I want you first to look at Jesus Christ in glory. Look at our Lord showing us his wounds from the crucifixion, which he must carry for all eternity. The power of his glory is so great, his mother Mary can't even look at him. But yet she looks at us because she is our way to him. And she has that same expression, her arms crossed, that she had during the Annunciation when she said yes to begin the whole salvific plan. She is close to that wound on his side from which water and blood flowed, which gave birth to our Catholic Church. But Cardinal O'Brien gave a reflection on this image. This man, this young, muscular man, if you would pan out, you would see that his legs are entangled in 2 serpents, pulling him down to hell. His face has a grimace, he's covering half of it. He has an expression of panic and dread. Some say that this man lost paradise because of something he did for which he's embarrassed. But Cardinal O'Brien reads something differently into his face. Cardinal O'Brien doesn't see a man who lost heaven because of what he did. He sees a man who lost heaven because of what he failed to do. He's not embarrassed. He has tremendous regret. And what is going through his mind is this: if only I would have known. How many opportunities did I have to respond to God? How many opportunities did I have to draw near to God, who was drawing near to me, calling me, loving me, thirsty for me? He's thinking to himself, it would have been so easy to turn to God, but he never made the effort. He wasn't interested. He was too busy. He's thinking to himself, if only I would have known. My dear people, the life and mission of this parish is so that we will never have that regret. The life and mission of this parish continues to enable us to seek the Lord while he may be found, and to call him while he is near. That image of the gospel of that landowner that continued to pursue is the God who pursues us. That's why this parish is a gift. And that is why we come here to worship. And that is why we are so thankful. Amen.